Employees of an operator of shelters for undocumented immigrant children will feel the fallout from its legal settlement with the state of Arizona. Hundreds of people could be laid off. As part of a deal with state officials, Southwest Key Programs agreed to surrender licenses for two of its shelters. One of the shelters has been closed for weeks due to allegations that workers had physically abused kids. Spokesperson Jeff Eller says Southwest Key will obey everything in the settlement.
That will mean that we will have to reduce staff and there will be layoffs.
Eller did not know how many people will lose their jobs.
It could be as many as 500.
The legal process that led to the settlement was started because Southwest Key missed a deadline tied to increased state oversight, which Southwest Key had agreed to.
We've openly acknowledged that there are things we could have done better. We're in the process of making those improvements.
Eller says Southwest Key currently has roughly 2,000 employees in Arizona. Educators are bracing for the ripple effect of the closure of two Southwest Key program shelters for undocumented immigrant children. Employees of the Maricopa County Regional School District have been told it could be disastrous. Superintendent Steve Watson emailed staff that the closure of two shelters run by Southwest Key programs will cause the Maricopa County Regional School District to lose 240 students. Kids were moved from one of the Southwest Key shelters weeks ago due to allegations of physical abuse by staff. Watson's email said the second shelter is expected to close in the next 90 days. Watson also wrote that the loss will have a, quote, catastrophic impact on the district budget, end quote, and his team is working to reduce the loss of programs and positions. A district spokesperson confirmed the email was from Watson, but they declined to do an interview until more information is available. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.